It's a sunny afternoon in Wrangell High School's basement art room, and junior Paige Baggin squints through a camera in front of two intricately painted pairs of low-top Vans.
But, like, I guess the important thing was, like, we have, like, our scenery and, like, what's around us, but, like, also, like, I think the main other, like, important thing about our town is, like, the local art and the native art, and so we really thought that it was important to represent that, like, to describe Wrangell. Like, we couldn't leave that out.
One pair of Vans, the slip-on style, shows orangey-pink sunset landscape scenes on the toes.
Okay, so this is just a picture of the nose that I took in front of Bob's. I was just sitting on the lawn, and I just thought, like, it's a pretty iconic, like, Wrangell symbol. It's on, like, so much, like, stickers and art and stuff, so I just wanted to put that there.
That's some Wrangell lingo. The nose is the tip of Woronofsky Island, across the strait from downtown. It looks like the nose of an elephant. And Bob's is the former name of one of the two supermarkets in town. The sun setting over the Woronofsky nose adorns the summer shoe, along with minute fireworks bursting over the water along the heel. 4th of July is Wrangell's biggest holiday celebration. Snowy sunsets and northern lights adorn the other shoe.
Winter symbols, summer symbols, just to, like, kind of show, like, the spirit of our town.
The second pair of sneakers is covered in black and red Hlinka-inspired formline designs, a wolf and a raven. Tiny beaded blue flowers run down the laces, and white buttons line the heel, evoking a Hlinka button blanket. Long brown fur cuffs spill out of the ankles of the shoes. It's ermine, trapped by senior art student Rowan Wiederspoon almost a decade ago.
Behind my house at 3 Mile, there's an old logging trail there, and me and my brother used to go up on our four-wheelers and set a trap line there.
We had, like, kind of like a mangy, like, mink fur that we were going to put in there, and he was like, no, and brought in this, and it's so much better.
Baggin spearheaded the shoe painting project with assists from Wiederspoon and other students in the class.
I helped with the, like, base set of painting. I didn't want to mess around too much with any of the top stuff because I'm not the best at drawing in between the lines, and I also helped with the beading, and I brought in the fur.
11th grader Cassidy Cowan was also a part of the team, but not in the art department.
I was just emotional support.
What does emotional support look like to decorate two pairs of shoes? Snacks and memes.
There was one about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, about grades and gas prices going up and all that.
Art teacher Tasha Moore says that designing the two pairs of shoes wasn't a part of the high school's curriculum at the beginning of this year.
We found out about this competition, honestly, through TikTok. There was a student who was like, I found this contest, and told Paige about it. And Paige was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Moore says that with the help of the school counselor, she filled out the application for the class.
Well, imagine my surprise when a few weeks later, I got a congratulations, you're one of 250 schools in America to be gifted these Vans shoes to paint for a chance at winning $50,000. And I was like, oh man, that just got really real, really fast.
It's a part of the Vans Custom Culture High School competition, which is in its 13th year.
And the requirements are two pairs of shoes. One is the hometown pride, which is obviously Wrangell. And the other pair is supposed to be one of the four pillars of the Van Doren legacy, which I found out are action sports, street culture, music, and art.
Moore says boiling down Wrangell to iconic images for the shoes was a collaborative effort.
So we had some class-wide discussions, and my whole entire whiteboard was just filled with ideas. Like, what makes Wrangell Wrangell? Why are we lucky to live here? And, like, everything came out. Like, we have the river, we have glaciers, we have wildlife, we have the 4th of July, we have petroglyphs. And so, like, everything that you can think about that makes Wrangell Wrangell got written up on the board.
The whole project came together on a tight timeline, Moore says. A lot of students got sick, some with COVID-19 after basketball regionals in mid-March, and the shoes got lost in the main office's mail pile for a few weeks.
I couldn't even begin to calculate. I'd say there's over 50 hours of work into the shoes easily.
Moore says there's a buzz in the class. They think they have good chances in the competition.
We're just trying to be very positive and you know, forward-thinking and keep it light. We went from not thinking that this was really probably never going to happen to, oh my gosh, we have shoes and now we're in the middle of this project.
I'm competitive. I'm out for blood.
I am too. I'm competitive too. Secretly, not so secretly, very competitive. So I'm like, we're going to win.
Baggin continues.
We need the money. Like, of course, there's lots of schools across the nation and everybody is suffering from the same issues. Like, you know, COVID is a problem. Like, it's hard to, you know, get people to work on them. But, like, we have really specific issues that, you know, apply only to us, and, like, I think that, like, the reasons that we need the money are, like, very, very great and very specific and special.
Moore says Rengel schools have had to cut back on art offerings.
The last couple of years, I've been the art teacher, and I'm a trained music teacher. There are things that I can do in art. There are things that are very similar with like mindset and creating and like the don't give up attitude and those kinds of things. But we went from having, you know, like full-time art, you know, a few teachers ago to now it's just myself and another teacher at the middle school, and that's our art program right now.
But it's not just a personnel issue. Morse kicks a plastic trash can.
This is my clay that I'll reclaim it for the next time we do a clay project. We are running low on things. Like, we don't have any black acrylic. We use black tempera, and then we used a fixative so it wouldn't fall off of the shoe. We got really creative really fast.
Supplies are also expensive to get on an island.
I just bought a gallon of milk for $9 at the store, you know? And a gallon of paint is more expensive than that. Add in barge costs or USPS charges or UPS charges or FedEx or whatever. It's expensive. And we have things like, we do clay, we do glass, we do painting, we do portraits, we do all these things, and those are expensive. And they don't regenerate themselves. You can't pick up the thing that you made last year and turn it into something. Oh, you could, but it would be harder to turn it into something new.
Bagan, who wants to go into animation as a career, says she thinks it's vital for the community to have art programs in the schools. Entering this competition could be a way that she and the other students give back, she says.
For every parent in the community, it's important. Like, you want a well-rounded, good, valuable education for your children, and we only have one school, so this is something that we can kind of offer to the community as, like, you know, we're trying to improve things and, you know, make sure that everybody can get, like, a good arts education. Because arts, like, they're super important.
Walking outside the school to take photos, one of the hometown pride scenes miniaturized on the shoes appears in real size. Okay. Down the hill from the school parking lot, so the elephant nose of Woronofsky Island looms over the water.
Sorry, three,
in Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.